Hello.
Hello. Good evening, sir. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues affecting your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? If there's anyone
okay,
in your
I'll give you a couple of minutes. Go ahead.
Great, sir. Thank you. Does anyone in your household works for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. Okay, here we go. Okay, just to make sure we have a representative sample from your community and make sure that we're talking with people of all ages. Can you tell me what is your age, please?
61.
Thank you, sir. And, of course, you registered to vote, right?
Yes.
You're right. Okay, thank you, sir. Moving forward. Now, just to be sure we have a representative sample from your community, can you tell me what is your race?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming election for mayor in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
I'll be honest with you, as far as Philadelphia, 0.
Okay, thank you, sir. You're not at all motivated to vote. I know
it's still
a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia and other local offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably. The chance of 50-50? Or probably not vote?
If the primary front runner is a Democrat, no, I will not vote at all.
So that be 50-50 chance because we don't know the outcome on that one, right?
Well, considering the history of Philadelphia, I'm going to tend to stay 0 possibility, although.
Understood, sir. And generally speaking, how closely would you say that you have been following news and information about the upcoming mayor's race in politics in Philadelphia at this point? Very closely, somewhat? Not too closely, not at all.
I follow the politics very closely.
Very closely. Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Definitely, I will vote Republican.
Republican. And do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not so strong?
Well, I consider myself an independent.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I tend to favor voting Republican.
Republican. Okay, thank you, sir. But just for the sake of my research, you don't consider yourself strong or not that strong of the Republican?
A strong Republican, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about that direction, the city of Philadelphia is heading in, are you very dissatisfied with that direction in which the city of Philadelphia is heading?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job?
Disapprove.
A strongly disapprove or somewhat?
Strongly disapprove, yes.
And in your... I'm sorry, sir, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I believe they're getting worse. In very, very many ways.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, all the issues, you know, the drug paraphernalia, the people that being high on the street, and so on and so forth. So I appreciate your patience on the line. And in your opinion, would you say crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same, it has been for years, or getting better, lessening from what it has been?
Let's put it this way. I was born, raised, and I love the beautiful city of Philadelphia, but it is out of control, the crime, for sure. So I don't believe it's getting any better for multiple reasons.
Understood, sir. Well, you see a lot of changes on this city. It used to be beautiful.
Well, I'm going to give you a quick synopsis, very quickly.
Yeah.
When I was a young man, if we seen somebody shooting dope in their neck, they would have, to put it frankly, the shit beat down their leg. Now, there's people shooting dope in their neck right in front of the cops.
Oh,
so,
we're going to talk about that one, you know, as they move forward. But just for the sake of a research, sir, how should I record your answer? I say, getting better, staying at the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Okay. And generally speaking, how would you rate the overall quality of the city services in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think services are mediocre, fair.
Fair. Okay, thank you. Now, we're going to talk about some of the services they offer. Now, how about your rate? How would you rate the city's trash collection? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say good. The working men and women of Philadelphia work hard at that.
And how would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'll tell you, from my heart, I believe the Philadelphia police men and women are excellent considering what they have to work with and the support that they don't get from city officials.
Understood. And now thinking about parks and green spaces in Philadelphia, do you think there is currently not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of parks and green spaces for recreation and leisure in the city of Philadelphia? Not enough, too much, or about right?
Not enough.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you real quick the list of issues and concerns. Some other Philadelphia say they want their next mayor to be focused on. Now, which of the following do you want the next mayor to be focused on? Which issue you want the next mayor to be focused on? You know, the top priority. You can pick up to two. I'm going to read a list so you can pick one or two. Okay, sir? Real quick. Bringing more jobs and greater economic development in all parts of the city. Addressing juvenile delinquency. Reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling, cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington, fixing roads and repairing potholes, reducing taxes, addressing homelessness, creating more quality affordable housing, rooting out corruption in city government, reducing the violent crime in the city, improving the city's K-12 public school system. Can you pick two of the list that I just read, please?
No. Yes. Addressing the drug epidemic.
The opioid, yeah.
And highly am in support of getting quality in home rent. Yes.
Okay.
And rental properties for home affordable housing. Correct. It's out of control.
Okay. Okay. And did you vote in the Democratic primary election for mayor of Philadelphia this past May? Yes or no?
No, I did not.
Okay. No, and I understand you are Republican. You made that clear. But I'm required to read verbatim, okay, sir? So I appreciate your patience.
Sure.
Now, I'd like you to read your feelings real quick towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm and cold. You may use any numbers there from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion, never heard of the person or organization, please let me know. How about Gene Kaney. From 0 to 100.
Zero.
Okay. And how about the Dwight Evans? Same question for 0 to 100.
Another zero.
And David O?
I would give him about a 20.
Okay. And Joe Biden? 0 to 100.
Zero.
Josh
minus
Shapiro.
Zero.
Okay.
Another zero.
And the Working Families Party. Have you heard of that organization?
Actually, no, I have not.
Okay. Thank you. And Cherelle Parker. from 0 to 100.
I'm not very up on that person, so I would have to, you know, hold my. I give them 50%, considering I don't know them. So hopefully, they're trying to do something better.
Okay, talk about the Democratic Party in general for 0 to 100, sir.
I hate to say it. Zero.
Okay, thank you. And remember, this is one way to you let us know or let the everybody knows how you feel and let them know that this campaign, all this, it doesn't affect your opinion, okay, sir?
I would love to say, frankly, I was a Democrat for a solid 30 years, highly supported of the Democrat Party, was a union man, and I don't know where they fell off a track, but Joe Biden has led our nation down very much, down a bad path, and in Philadelphia, just between you and I. Now, people live in poor neighborhoods. We get it. It's understandable. That doesn't make them all bad people. But I would ask you this as a person. You get up and go to work. You got to get your kids out the door. When there are people who have serious drug problems, the dealers are out there dealing in the open, and these individuals are shooting drugs in their neck all through the neighborhoods along Kensington Avenue and in other neighborhoods, not just Kensington Avenue. And the police do absolutely nothing about it. They made the possession of 3 grams or less of drugs not chargeable. And they literally let this happen in front of them. How would you feel your kids happen to see that every day? How would you feel your kids that have, let's say, a third grader who walks back and home from school?
Right.
That has to walk through and see that degradation. And there's a cop parked no more than 25 feet away. And a cop sitting in a car. Now, I'm not blaming the cops. It's not the policeman's fault. Let's face it. The drugs are overwhelming our border.
Yes, sir.
Are overwhelming our border. And that's not a Democrat or a Republican issue. That's a national security issue.
Yeah. Well, sir, I'm glad you're sharing your opinion with me. Thank you very much, sir. But I know it's still a
Sad.
Few weeks away. But if the November is 7, and believe me, anybody who's a parent will understand your point of view, sir. Believe me. I understand it perfectly. Now, but if the November 7 general election for mayor in Philadelphia were held today, for who would you vote? A Republican, David Hogue, or Democrat, Terrell Parker?
I'll be honest with you. I would, I'm going to watch the debates very closely. I would most likely vote Republican, but if by chance the other Democratic individual running, anybody would be better than Jim Kenney. Probably a good, smart fifth grader in Catholic school could run the city better than Jim Kennedy. So I'll be watching the debate, but I would say for your question, most likely a Republican.
Okay, sir. Now, if you don't have an opinion or you're undecided or you don't want to share your opinion, you let me know, okay, sir? Okay, this is not right or wrong, sir. It's your opinion.
Sure, I understand.
How certain are you that you are going to support David O if the election for mayor of Philadelphia? Are you very certain, fairly, somewhat, or not at all?
At this point, I'd say very certain.
Very certain. Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in the mayor. Now, we don't have time to talk about all the candidates, so we will choose one randomly, okay?
Okay.
Let me see what they give me right now real quick. And remember, this is something that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay?
Sure.
That we remain neutral, and we would like to include your response. Now, The candidate, okay, here we go, Cheryl Parker. Now, other people ask about different candidates, but just for the sake of research, okay, sir? Like to hear your opinion. Now, for each of the following statements, please tell me how much it applies to Cheryl Parker. Use a zero if you don't think it applies to Cheryl Parker at all, and a five if you think somewhat applies, and a 10 if you think it completely applies, okay, sir, to Ms. Cheryl Parker. Now, you may use any number between 0 to 10. Okay, now, has what it takes to make the city safer. You think that applies to Cheryl Parker? 0, it means that that does not apply. 5 is somewhat applies, and 10 completely applies. What number should we pick?
I'll go with 5.
Okay, how about Cheryl Parker is a strong leader. Does that apply to her from 0 to 10?
Again, I'll give her a 25. Well, you're saying 0 to 10, so let's put it this way. I'll keep it at 5 to be fair.
Okay, fair enough. Now, we'll improve the image of Philadelphia. Same question, same option for 0 to 10.
How much as far as Cheryl Parker goes?
Yeah. How much? All this, the question is if these attributes or qualities will apply to Cheryl Parker. 0 means does not apply at all. 5 somewhat applies, and 10 completely applies. Now, we'll improve the image of Philadelphia from 0 to 10.
Well, I mean, let me make sure I get this question right. You're asking, does the,
Let me read it once again, okay, sir? Okay. And my apologies, okay?
No problem.
Now, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. Now, we don't have the time to talk about all the candidates, so randomly we pick Cheryl Parker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that when we say that Cheryl Parker will improve the image of Philadelphia, do you think that applies to her somewhat, not at all, or completely applies to her from 0 to 10?
It should completely apply to her.
Okay.
So I would say hopefully at 10.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward, works to bring the people of the city together. Do you think that applies to Cheryl Parker? 0, 5, or 10? Or any number in between 0 to 10.
You know, I'm going to have to keep it at 5 for many reasons that we don't have time to discuss. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your patience. Believe me. How about has the right approach to improve Philadelphia's economy from 0 to 10?
Past experiences with this person, I would say they're about a 2.
Okay. And how about fight for people like me? Does that apply to Cheryl Parker from 0 to 10?
I would say maybe 3.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We almost finished. Okay. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I would like to ask you your opinion of some of the policies that Cheryl Parker says she wants to enact if she's elected as mayor of Philadelphia. And remember, this is a campaign thing. So you let us know if this doesn't affect you. Or if anything, okay, sir? Now,
no,
please
I'm
tell me whether you strongly
that.
Support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed on the statement. Now, making an arrest for crimes like openly injecting illegal drugs or being visible high and incapacitated in public or in the setup. Now, is that statement, okay, or that policy of the Cheryl Parker, sir, what's your opinion? Is that you strongly
support
that?
That's one of her policies. Just a minute. That's a policy that she wants to enforce. Am I hearing the question correctly?
Exactly.
Is that what she's saying, that she would like to do that?
She will impose this policy if she's elected mayor. Would you strongly support, somewhat opposed?
I would strongly support that, yes.
Okay. Making arrests for prostitution, especially in residential neighborhoods. Would you strongly support that policy, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I would absolutely strongly support that policy.
Okay, and the policy of making sure the schools and support opportunities remain open and available year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. for academic enrichment for young children and job and workforce training for high schoolers. Now, this will also allow parents to work full-time without having to worry about a child care for their school-age kids. Will you strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose that policy?
I could strongly support that policy.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're almost done. Moving forward. Now, I'm going to give you some of the reasons others have given for why it's important to vote on the upcoming election for mayor. Now, please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, and 5 means it's somewhat, and a 0 means it's not at all convincing reason. Okay, sir, you can use any number from 0 to 10. I only got two statements. So real quick, here's
okay.
The first one. At this November, Philadelphia will elect its 100 mayors. Every previous mayor, all 99 of them, going back to the year of 1691, have been men. Now, this November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to elect Cheryl Parker as a Philadelphia first African-American woman mayor and the chance to turn our city in a new direction. But Cheryl Parker is more than just history. She's a former school teacher, a city council member, and a single mom who was born and raised in Philadelphia. She knows what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck in neighborhoods that have been affected by violence and poverty. She will be a new voice fighting for a change in the city that needs it. Now, how convincing is that statement for you to vote? 0, not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, 5, and 10, very convincing reason to vote.
I would say that statement is about a 2.
Okay, and how about Cheryl
Parker
understand
his part?
Right. And that's one way to let us know, okay? And Cheryl Parker understands that it's hard to feel good about your community and city when there is so much trash on the streets and dangerous abandoned buildings, creating a sense of hopelessness. That's why, as mayor, Parker has a plan to hire thousands of people to keep the streets and sidewalks clean and ensure streets are well-lit in every neighborhood. These new jobs will pay a living wage and teach skills to help people re-enter the workforce. Voting for Parker will clean up our streets and create jobs in the community while doing it. From 0 to 10, sir. What number should we give that statement? How convincing?
I would give it a 5. Hopefully,
okay.
She could do that.
Okay. Now, let's finish this up, okay? Thank you, sir. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again, how would you rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming elections in November? On a scale from 0 to 10, sir. When 0 means not at all motivated, somewhat motivated, number 5, and extremely motivated, number 10.
I would say I'm extremely motivated, and...
What number?
I would say I'm extremely motivated at a 10, but it's like I say to you as a person, I'll make this statement quick. You know, for way too many years, we hear all the positive statements and, you know, press releases, and it's just not one person can do all that. You know as well as I do, they have to get so many more people and his approval and all that. It's a great, don't get me wrong, it's great thought, but
great thought,
in all reality, getting that done is almost sometimes in Philadelphia virtually impossible.
And thank you for sharing that, sir. I'm sure everybody, you know, who has common sense.
I want nothing more than great things for Philadelphia. It's the most beautiful historical city in the world in my book. I mean, the Bell of Freedom was rung here first. We have a diverse community. It's a great place. There's a lot of good money coming into the city. New people are moving here. I believe businesses need to really... you know, get a break and really, you know, have the city to support them. And I think there's a lot of things that if it doesn't change, we're going to see all this new money and development fall on its face in the city, and the drugs have to be dealt with. I believe they should give the death penalty to drug dealers. And the only way you're going to clean up the addicts on the street is making sure you can provide them a way to get clean. And that's a long road. So take that for what it's worth.
Yes, sir. But once more, I know still a few weeks away, but what is that November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia will help today? For who would you vote? Republican David O or Democrat Cheryl Parker?
I like David O. I would tend to say I would vote for him.
Thank you, sir. In the last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, what's the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11 grade.
I completed high school and 2 years of college.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I've been divorced.
Okay. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
No, I do not. My children are older.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? How would you consider yourself?
I would consider myself moderately conservative.
Somewhat conservative? Should I record that as
somewhat, yes. Somewhat conservative, yes.
Okay. Sir, I appreciate you taking the time to help me this conclusive survey. It's been a pleasure talking to you, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Thank you.
And same here. You have a good evening. And thanks for taking the time to try to make people understand.
We try. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.